2008.
Okay, on Triple J, the music there of Chasm, and that song is Yes It Is, featuring the MC's Pegs and Dielectrics as well. That appears on Chasm's debut album, Beyond the Beat Tape. Seems weird to be saying a debut album from Chasm because he's actually been making music for a while. He started putting out EPs and singles around 2004. He was also one of the core members of Astronomy Class, who we played a lot of last year when they put out their album. Sir Robbo was another one of the key members of Astronomy Class, alongside the MC Aussie Battler. So Chasm's had a sort of a 4-5 year career almost in the hip-hop world in Australia. He's a Sydney local hip-hop producer, but this is his full-length album under his own name. I spoke to him this week and found out more about the making of this record, but I started off the conversation with him by asking him when Chris Hamer-Smith, which is his real name, when did he stop being Chris Hamer-Smith and start to become Chasm?
I guess the transformation occurred, like, yeah, probably not that long before 2004, maybe, like, yeah, early 2000s. Yeah, I went from playing the old guitar to taking an interest in sample-based music, and, I mean, I'd always been listening to hip-hop, but then I just sort of started getting keener to get my hands involved, and, just early 2000s, I started making beats in my room and just trying to hone the skills, you know, for a few years.
So you put the guitar down. Were you ever in any guitar bands?
Yeah, I was in a group called UKOE around in the late 90s. It was kind of like an instrumental post-rock style group. And that's kind of where I got interested. We had like a Akai sampler and a couple of Moog synths. And I kind of got interested through that to begin with, I guess.
And were you any good on the guitar?
I'm all right. I'm still okay.
Do you use it much in the making of music for Chasm now?
I'd really like to, actually, but I sold my two guitars to go to New York a couple of years ago, and I've been kicking myself since, because often in the studio I'm just like, oh, I'd love to add something here, and I can't.
Yeah, so there's no guitaring whatsoever on this new album of yours?
Not by me. I actually had to get a friend over who's got a guitar, and he did the job instead.
He wouldn't let you touch it. No. So when you became Chasm, when you were starting to do beats and trying to break into the hip-hop world here in Australia, how hard was that?
It was fairly difficult just to get my head around producing at first, and bass-driven music opposed to more kind of the rock side of things, which isn't so much about the bass. Just the hip-hop, how it's all about the bottom end, and with rock, it's not, you know. So it's like a totally different kind of headspace, locking in the rhythm of the drums and the bass together.
So were you trying a lot of things and failing early on?
Yeah, I was.
Did they just sound awful after about 10 seconds?
Just didn't sound like what was on the records that I loved, you know.
Which were what?
I was listening to, or when I was, back then I was like listening to a lot of the early Wu-Tang and Cypress Hill first record and things like that.
So how far do you think you've come then?
I think I've done pretty well. Like, I really put my head down, you know, and there was a time when I really decided, like, I'm just going to hit the studio and suss this out, because I love doing it, so I really wanted to nail it. And, I feel like I've really progressed to this point.
So it sounds like it's all been self-taught.
Yeah, it has really.
So is there a manual? I mean, could you have done a course? Could you have done studies in this?
Oh, you probably can, but I'd recommend you just got to do it yourself, you know. You just got to get in there and just put yourself into the music, because you can only learn so much in a classroom. I think you've got to get in there and just do it.
You start making beats. What do you do? Do you call up someone like Aussie Battler? Do you bump into him? How do you get connections happening with MCs?
Yeah, it was hard at first, definitely. I found it really difficult. But I had a couple of friends that were mates of Aussie, actually, and he was the first rapper I ever hit up and worked with. And it was actually Sir Robbo who I did the Astronomy Class thing with.
He's another sort of dub producer, been on the scene for a while.
Yeah, and he's a big DJ, you know, he's got like a massive record collection. And I'd been friends with him through UKOE and another group he's in, Tooth, and we'd done gigs together. And I knew that he knew Aussie, and I liked Aussie from gigs I'd seen of him rapping, and I had a few beats that I thought were good enough at that stage to hit someone up. And so I just, through Robbo, I got in contact with Aussie. He came around one day and he picked a beat off my first EP, And yeah, that was the first track I ever kind of finished.
How nervous were you having him listen to something that you had done?
I was pretty nervous. I still get, you know, a bit nervous when people come over and you haven't played certain beats to people, you know. You don't know what that. You want them to like it, but yeah, I think I was pretty nervous that day from memory.
Who's the best MC in Australia? Your life depends on an answer.
I can't make that call. There's too many.
There are a lot of great MCs. You've got a great sampling of MCs on this record.
Yeah, cool.
Is there one that stands out, though, to you, as just like, man, a cut above the rest? I know it's a very hard question and one that I've put you on the spot with.
I think Aussie Battler's, lyrically, I think he's ahead of everyone. I think lyrically his songs have got, there's so many double meanings and just deep lyrics, you know. And I think Mantra, as far as flow, he definitely, like if you see a show of a few different acts and Mantra's on stage, he'll just stand up like head and shoulders above the rest of the rappers at any show I've seen him, really. So he's definitely one to look out for. I think he's coming up, you know, he's doing his time on the live circuit and I think he'll be hitting the studio more in the next few years.
2008.
New releases every Sunday evening.
Triple J.